not in a very musical mood today. Let's bring it down. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is now hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide. Because in a world so full of chaos and madness and scumbaggery and Agenda 21 and financial crises and depleted uranium and GMO food and Monsanto half parakeet, half oxen grazing on the frickin' God, everything's so frickin' frustrating. If you lose your sense of humour, you'll go frickin' nuts. And my very special guest is a documentary filmmaker named Patria Patrick, and the documentary she's made is American Empire from AmericanEmpireDocumentary.com. Patria, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing?
I thought it was pretty obvious.
Well, I would just say, look, on your site, you say, don't waste time on those who don't believe, and at this point, there is no time for debate. There's too much evidence out there that something is wrong, and debating it is just a waste of time. And frankly, I'm tired of listening to these people lie. And, you know, that's what we did, is we put out a film that shows the severity of the situation. And people should be angry. We should be angry. We have the right to be angry. And our film, I think after you see it, you'll know how to articulate your anger and to perhaps move forward in a way that can help us in the short window of time that we have left accomplish something.
Do you think part of our anger is that we just don't know how to express it?
Well, no, I think part of our anger is that we really don't understand what's going on when we just feel manipulated in a lot of ways, and we don't want to admit that because we go along with the system that actually we become enablers to. And so the point, Vinny, is we're put into this earth and we're not really responsible for what we, you know, picked up in our childhood and how we were programmed. But now that we're adults, we have the responsibility of fixing that. And there's too much information out there. There's too many good shows like yours and films like mine that have this, you know, this message. Not maybe they're not all the same message, but they're a message that get you to look at the facts that things are not right. And if we don't jump on board and do something, we're going to suffer, and we're setting our children up for the worst future ever.
You know, I was just thinking about this yesterday. Are enough people interested in these in shows like mine and documentaries like yours? And the thing that made me really question it is a music video called Gangnam Style, which I watched for the first time yesterday. 1.3 billion hits. That's what people are interested in.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. And that's why we put out our music video. We've had like 100 hits.
What is it called, Guantanamo Style?
No, it's called You Rob Me. And it's, you know, shows the, you know, the way that the banks and, you know, the oil companies and the food and all that are, you know, are in control. And, you know, what it's leading us down to is that this empire is taking us on a path of destruction economically, socially, and sustainably. And as we say in the film, it's an act of collective madness.
Well, they seem like a, if you'll forgive the American expression, a super pack of wolves.
Yeah. It's you know, it's a shame because America started out in an effort to get away from an empire, and look what it's become, the most powerful empire ever. And along with that, it has the potential to make or break not only this country, but the planet. And these are, we've never been in a particular time like this before, ever, and it's exponentially growing. So we do see that there's a little bit of a window here. And I wanted to have this film out so that people could feel informed, feel empowered, and let's move forward and do something.
Now, whereabouts can people, is the documentary going to be free online for everybody to see, or is it being selling DVDs? What?
Free? Heck, well, there's no such thing. There's no free. This is America.
Well, more to the point, do you have to pay in order to view it on YouTube?
Actually, yeah, I think we're coming out on these different platforms, and we're going to be on YouTube. We just got distribution, so we're not quite sure exactly what. We'll have it on our website when you go there. But, you know, we're trying to get out onto many platforms as we can. We don't want to just jump onto YouTube right away or anything, because we have, we want to get some respect for the film, and I think if it has a higher audience, you know, that's something we want to let the distribution people handle, so that we get the most professional distribution package that's possible. We want worldwide distribution, not just here in America. We want everyone to see it. And it's really interesting. The few people that have seen it outside this country are gone nuts about it, because it's the first film that's actually, you know, where America, you know, that where they're seeing, like, Americans are actually admitting that something. I mean, they look at us like we're Americans. They don't care that I'm a filmmaker thing. They're just saying how amazing that a film came out of America that actually would tell this story. And so they're really excited. People want to see it all over the world. And America, you know, here, it's going to be a little tough, because we're all believing in the American dream, and we're waving that, you know, it's not like we run out in the street and wave the flag, but yes, we do, because we're all supporting the system. We're all running down to the malls, consuming and shopping, going to the banks. We're enabling this system that is going to eventually be our downfall. After the break, because you can probably go to a commercial real quick here, I want to get into that, Vinny, because we need to see how this is coming down, and it's going to be pretty horrific, and it's something we all can do something about still, if we have the sincereness. And the neat thing here is that American Empire's done it for you, so you don't have to feel like, okay, you've got to run down onto the street corner and be the block leader or something like that. No, you don't have to do that. You can stay home, and this is like a revolution where you can do it from Facebook. You can do it with your purchase. You can do it with your dollar, and that is going. You can do it by going to the places that you shop and by stopping. Shopping in places maybe you shouldn't be shopping, you know, and get people to give us goods and services in this country that benefit our country, that benefit our health, that are going to move us forward.
Yeah. I've just been thinking about this recently, about the state of technology in the United States. You know, they've still got those old diesel trains running around when the rest of the, like, Europe and things like that have, like, bullet trains that go 300 mile an hour, or in Japan they've got maglev trains and things like this. And it's just like the country's falling the frack apart. And if the Super Bowl is the prime, you know, event that you have in America, and the power goes out for 40 minutes, I think you gotta have a look at yourself. What are you number one in only three things now? America is obesity, military spending, and incarceration of its own fracking citizens. Is that the greatest country in the world to you?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But that's absolutely what is going on here. And, you know, the real wealth of every nation lies in its soil, not in its bank vaults. And that's what America's turned into. Wall Street is in control here. And the money isn't worth anything. It's what the money buys that is the worth. The land, the water, the shelter, goods and services. And we, you know, we don't really think about it that way anymore. We think, you know, about money just, you know, oh, I got to save a bunch of money. Well, that didn't help people in Germany, you know, during back in the war. They were taking wheelbarrows full of it to go and buy bread. So the money is worthless. It's, you know, what you need is a good home. What you need is good things. Like you just said, not all this junky stuff. Forget, you know, if people are dumb enough to sit around and, instead of doing good homework, watching a few important documentaries, read some books, people. You know, they have to get out there and stop just being part of the problem. Because sitting around just, you know, I'm not saying people can't watch a Super Bowl game, but too much is going on right now. And that's part of the hook that they've got you in, is, you know, watching TV and watching junk, being, you know, getting hooked on these episodes and all of this TV stuff, man. There's like 1,000 channels here in America. And the way the human brain works, we really get easily sucked into that kind of stuff. You want to know how it's going to end. And, you know, it's always the last episode. Yeah, well, you know, now you got to see the next one. And so they have us hooked. And if we're not out there paying attention, it isn't popular to sit around and read these books, and nor is it warranted or wanted. I mean, you know, most people don't want to be reading this stuff or even know about it. And that's the sad truth, is that they just don't want to know. It's just like with the food. They're like, don't tell me all the junk that's in here. I don't want to know. Just let me enjoy my friggin' burger. And, you know, that's a sad state of where America is today. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who really care, but there's not enough when you look at the people who out there who just don't know any better and who are uninformed and just don't even know where to get the information. And they're too just preoccupied with whatever their stuff, their entertainment, their life, going to the malls, doing whatever, to even know, you know, where to begin a search like this, that there's even a problem. So one of the things, Vinny, is that I don't think everybody can, and I do apologize. I am really got a very bad sore throat here. Got caught in all the stuff I've been doing out, and it was so cold, like got a really bad chill. But I know it's so important to come on your show. I just didn't want to miss this, because we, in America, we think we have this freedom if we're not in jail. But economically, we're really economic slaves. And that's the way we're educated. We're educated to be that. And we don't even know it. We think, you know, oh, because I have a great education and I'm earning a bunch of money, that I know everything. But they aren't teaching in school the things, the truth about how the country's set up, how the system of debt and inflation and interest really work, and who benefits. You know, we aren't informed on these, anything about sustainability for the total future of our country, or we're not taught really how we're coming in and stealing the goods and services of other countries. You know, the total land is being, you know, plundered by our country for the goods and services that we enjoy every day, so that we're getting at this cheap rate. And as long as we keep kind of getting, see, that's where the catch-22 comes in. We want everything cheap and we want it convenient, so we don't care where it comes from. We don't care that it's on the backs of other peoples in other countries that are being pushed off their land, are being starved off their land, are being, you know, made homeless and being made indentured slaves, and in some cases on their own land that they used to own, so that we here in America can enjoy some stuff that we use for a few weeks and throw away.
Yeah.
I think instead of joining the Occupy movement, most Americans are part of the pre-Occupy movement.
I think that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. But that's perfect. That's, you know, that's what it comes down to. We're preoccupied, and sure, we have the big excuse, you know, well, most of us are really suffering, or we need a couple of jobs, and we both, you know, partners have to bring in an income as well. And so that makes it like, oh, yeah, I don't have to study all this stuff because I don't have time, you know. But really, when it comes down to it, you know, you've got responsibility to your family and to your country. That's what a patriot is, somebody that cares about their country. And right now, if we don't get our country back on track of being sustainable, and that means getting out of corporate farms and these people who are trying to throw all this monoculture food at us, it's getting us sick. It's sending us off to big pharma. And
well, you know, I think the real problem here is things aren't built to last anymore, and they haven't been for quite some time. That's why everything's so cheap, and that's why everything's so throwaway, you know, because you can just get another one. I think if things were a lot more expensive, but they lasted 50 years or something, like if you want to go buy garden tools, for example, don't go to Walmart to get your garden tools. Find a garage sale, this really, really old couple or something like that with their garden tools that are like 30, 40 years old. And I can guarantee you those tools will be in better condition and will last a hell of a lot longer than anything you'll buy brand new today.
Absolutely. You know, I could say that when I was doing some editing, we had this one old historical, we did a little documentary on the editing, and I found Howard Hughes's old moviola, and it still worked. It worked fine. I could run film through it, and it worked great because it was made from in the USA, the good old USA, with quality. And I'll tell you now, since I've been editing and doing different film work over the years, in the last 10 years, you ask anybody who's had a computer, a Mac, or any of these things, how many times have you changed your computer or gotten a new cell phone or had your CD player or had to do your TV? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I do not. I've only been doing this 5-6 years or whatever, right? And been doing it pretty intense. I've had to get a new computer. I've had to get a new cell phone. I've had to get a new microphone. I've had to get a new this, that, and the absolute other, you know. Nothing lasts anymore. What the hell is going on? I'm really sick of it, man. I just want some stuff that's of quality that I can afford. We'll be right back with Patria Patrick from American Empire Documentary. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Vinny Eastwood Show. We expose scumbaggery and have a few cackles while we're at it. My very special guest is Patria Patrick. Sorry, I had a Pavarotti stuck in my throat. And I was just thinking what you were saying before about how we're all basically in a prison. We're all freaking slaves. And what people don't realize is that if you're in jail, okay, and you get let out into the exercise yard, it doesn't mean that you're free. You're still in a jail. And so when people get out of a real prison, you know, they get released, they're just getting released into a very large exercise yard. They're still in frickin' jail. And you mentioned the word sustainable. And for a lot of people who are knowledgeable of Agenda 21, it's become a dirty world. There's nothing actually bad about sustainability. It's if you try to tyrannically impose somebody else's idea of sustainability and erode freedom and eradicate any form of humanity out of the equation in order to keep people in line, sustainable development, Agenda 21 type thing, that's got a problem. Sustainable is, how about we stop polluting the frickin' oceans with copious quantities of oil, copious quantities of radiation, huge quantities of plastics and tires and trash and stuff everywhere from all this bullshit Muslim cyclical consumption that has no real value anymore. We've got the resources where we can sustain billions upon billions of lives really, really well. We've got the technology. I remember reading a textbook a couple of years ago that was from the 70s, and it said all oil will run out by 1996. 1996 came and came. Okay, you were wrong, because you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Because when people develop technology, when people actually have creativity, which is basically the kind of thing that really gets them sort of stamped out and crushed in America today by sociopathic scumbags who have no freaking creativity, so they just steal everybody else's ideas. When you've got it, freedom, okay, it allows that sort of stuff to flourish and people can solve problems. It's when you have people who have no creativity, who have no conscience, that control everybody and stop others from having their creativity and having a conscience, that's when you've got a real problem with sustainability.
And sustainability really means a system that can sustain itself. So, therefore, it would be like if you have a garden that you plant, and once you plant it over the years, it just, you know, it doesn't even really need any water because it was grown and thought with the area in mind so that it would regenerate itself and live in those conditions. So what we have now is we have like monoculture farming here in the United States, which doesn't sustain itself. So that, you know, those are the two different systems. If we got back to sustainable farming, I mean, maybe, yeah, it's okay to have it where it, you know, it needs some water and things like that. That's great. But I went up and I did on some of our interviews. We met people in Washington who were growing grain, all kinds of grain, quinoa and wheat and barley. And they had, you know, a vast amount of grains they were trying. And they did it without water because they were smart. And, you know, they were trying to, you know, we actually have such great technology now that, you know, they were actually able to grow all of this grain without watering any of this land. And it was amazing. And it's called the Dry Land Farm Project. So these things can be done. Things don't need to be monoculture. What monoculture is doing is it is allowing corporate takeover of our food. And our food is the first place, and it's the last stronghold we have left. Without our food, without good food, we're not going to, you know, be able to be healthy enough and be smart enough. You know, we're not going to be sharp enough to even know that there's recourse that we should be taking. This is the last place, folks. You know, they already took over the money, and they've already taken over, you know, the rest of it. But the food is the last place. If we can get our food back, we can start step by step getting other things back and getting back to a sustainable country. And that's what we need, because right now we're importing all of our food, and that is setting them up so that they can control us. The day they want to turn that food supply off, we're going to be starving, or we're going to be paying with those big wheelbarrow full of cash for a little bit of food.
It just seems so insane to me that, you know, America produces huge quantities of food and they don't eat any of it. They just import it all.
Yeah, I mean, we're growing food that we export off to GMO food that we export off and try to get other countries to buy that. Now, a lot of countries are starting to get hip and say we don't want that, but we need to be feeding ourselves and our own country. We need to get back to more community local farming systems, which is going to be really hard to do right now. But that's the only way to keep food where it's beneficial to the body. If every time my food that I get comes from some other country and then it goes and sits on the dock here in America for 5 or 10 days before it gets picked up by the food companies, and then it goes to their shipping place where they take it, and then that sits in the stores for 10 days until whenever I decide to come and pick it up. How old is that food? And it's always picked way before it's ripe, before the nutritional value is there. But this is all done, Vinny, you know, for economical reasons and for control. And that's the danger, is that, and that's why I say it's our last stronghold, and we don't see it even coming. We're just sitting there going, oh, I can get strawberries out of season, and You know, you go in there and it looks like, oh, I can get all this stuff out of season. You know, maybe God didn't want you to have that stuff out of season for a reason, because, you know, it's that's just how it is. But us relying on these corporations, they're setting us up so that they're going to control who eats and who doesn't eat and what the prices are and what food is available to whom.
Mm. You know, they can make skyscrapers now, I think, tall buildings up to 20 stories high out of wood with modern engineering abilities. And if you put them all with glass, they've got these plastic sheet solar panels that you've got now that are completely see-through, and you can put them on the glass, and there's your power plant. And then on top of that, you can have UV lights and things like that are on a rotator splint, and you can make the plants grow seven times as much. So you've got a 20-story building that is growing food 24 hours a day, taking up very, very little room comparatively, and that one little block manages to be basically a 20-acre farm in the middle of the city.
Okay? Yeah.
We got the ability to do these things, but they're not being done. Yeah. I think it's because they want us off the land.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. They are going to take over all the land. And the land that even for the few small farmers that are out there that are left, that are trying so hard to dearly hang on to their land and feed people organic food, they're coming in and starting to frack their land, which totally poisons the water supply for the people who live on that land. So they can't even sell their property, for one, to get off of it. And they can't drink the water. They can't sustain themselves anymore. And then, of course, anything grown there is toxic. So this is a sad statement of what is going on. And our government is allowing it for corporate profit.
It's happening in New Zealand too. We've got massive fracking operations starting up, and they're contaminating the water supplies all over there. They're doing it in Australia as well. It's not just an American thing. And this is the thing that really does frustrate me, maybe as somebody who's not living in America, is that the focus of the fight for freedom has essentially been almost isolated just to the American issues and the American problems. The interesting thing is that if you focus on the American issues and the American problems, and you simply copy-paste them, you say that they're fracking this, they're putting fluoride or whatever, or they're putting vaccines in the water supply, whatever. Anything that's going on in America, copy-paste it and say it's going on in New Zealand, and I can guarantee you the exact same thing is happening. So, you know, we really are talking about a global control grid here. And I think that America's a domino. If you could shirk the tyrannical system in the United States, you know, wholesale, just, you know, no crappy food, no crappy products, no BS politicians, no tyrannical police state or anything like that, shut down Guantanamo, get the drones out of the fracking sky, that kind of thing. I think that it would just tip the scales in the favor of humanity, because everybody would say, oh my God, look what we can do.
But the problem, Vinny, is that it's a domino effect, just the opposite. America started this.
It's true.
And it's not that like, oh, you know, New Zealand decided, wow, America's doing that, so let's do it because this is so great an idea. Let's just, you know, start fracking our country all up. No, what happens, you know, is that America, because the American empire has gone in with its military and forced these things on other countries. And this is what John Perkins talks about in our film, and it is so sad. And it's taking our country down a moral path of that we're all responsible for. And that's the thing is, you know, we're benefiting from it. And that's why I say we're eating off the backs of other countries. We're getting the goods from other countries. We're getting all these resources from other countries. And we're turning these other countries into little Americas. And, you know, how in the near future you're going to go on vacation to somewhere, and it's just going to, it's already like that. You go to a vacation and you see, I don't want to mention names, but you see the same places you know, fast food joints and things like that you would never think are going to be there because you're going on vacation to get away from that. And you get there and it's a bunch of malls and fast food places. And, you know, it's just the world is being corporatized and Americanized. And I don't know if you saw our poster yet for our film, but it shows that the map, the new map of the world, the new global map, is a corporate map. It doesn't, there's no boundaries of countries. It's just boundaries of sort of companies and in these corporate entities that have taken over ground. And now they are the new world. And we, if we don't stop that, if we don't see that as Americans, if we don't stop enabling it, then we are going to be in big trouble real fast. And that's why I think what was important is, you know, we can educate so many people and so many people are going to listen, and we should try to educate everybody, but there are going to be a certain amount of people we just don't have time to sit there and try to do this debate with. We need to move forward and just know what we can do, get as many people as we can involved, but actually do something. And, you know, the Occupy thing, that right there shows how disgruntled Americans are. But it was a sad show out that, you know, you see in Egypt when, you know, somebody put out on Facebook, you know, we're going to have this revolution. Well, 2 million people showed up. Here, when we put our Occupy thing, I was here in Los Angeles, and I mean, if I saw 600 people there, it was a good day. I'm sure there weren't that many, you know. That was probably including all the cops, you know. And so we've come to the point where we've traded our Declaration of Independence for dependence on corporations and our Bill of Rights for corporate rights. And if we continue on down that, being seduced by this cheap and convenience and trading our health and our moral standing in the world and leaving this debt that we've accepted for our, you know, with to be passed on to our children and living in this whole and accepting this taxation, inflation, debt thing, We're gone. Our country is gone.
There've been times when I have broken. I've just thought about the state of my nation, and the state of many others, and the way people are living right now, and what's being done around them and being done to them, and I couldn't stop myself from just crying because it's so horrific, just to try and remember what's really happening and how hard the road already is and how much harder it's going to be before we finish this journey. I've got this this great fear that we're just going to go through these massive, trying, tribulatory times, and people will just let it happen. They'll just sit back and watch their kids be executed on their knees in front of their homes and just go, "Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny. I'm sorry. You said something bad about the government and now you have to be exterminated because of it. I'm sorry about that." We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com in just a minute or so. I'm sorry, we're having a bit of a bad stuff going on in the background here. I just wanted to also say that it's documentaries really do wake people up, like they really do. There ain't nothing really that can compare to a documentary with great editing, storytelling, to really hit home to people. So, you know, get these DVDs out to people, hand them out, friends, family, that kind of thing. Do anything you can, because if you do nothing, there's nothing they won't do to you. We'll be right back.
Yeah. And no one like me.
Yeah. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. As far as I know, I'm the only New Zealander with an American-based talk radio show. I think
because everybody thinks the accent's rather sexy. Anyway, my very special guest is Patria Patrick, and the website is AmericanEmpireDocumentary.com. And we were talking over the break about how there's lots of different wars that are being fought at the moment, and not all of them are being fought with bombs and guns. Some of them are being fought with mind control. Some of them are being fought with weather control. Things like this. Exotic weaponry. And that stuff's really freaky.
Well, Vinny, yes, and the way I see it here, it's a war on us as a people. And you're right, they're not using bombs. They don't need to use that. But they're using something else. They're using something called economy, the economy. They're using something called our agriculture. They're using education. They're using TV. They're using Wall Street. You know, it's a new way to wage war, and we have to be aware of that. I mean,
now isn't that funny how you talk about a new way to wage war, and people are having a war committed on them through their wages?
True. But you know, Wall Street and the people that control this whole economy, you know, have it set up so it works in their benefit. And that's where the war is. That's why I say it's a different kind of war. It's more beneficial to do it this way than to blow us all up and then what, just come take our money. No, they don't need to do that. They just use education to let them take it from us.
I've got this idea of course, that we needed a truther school, okay? So when you go into preschool, they're telling you about how good vitamin C is for you, how good nutrition is, and to explaining to you real history about how the bankers control everything and how Hollywood is overtaken by MK Ultra sex cult scumbaggery. You know, this kind of thing. Wouldn't that be great if there was a parallel education system which would undo all of the misinformation and all of the brainwashing that has been done to us through the state schooling system?
Yeah, well, you know, it should have been done, and it's called growing up, becoming an adult. You should get it. And when we just go along with the system and take it up the, you know, it just becomes a sign of stupidity in a way. And our silence is making us, you know, in compliance with the very system that's bringing us down. And that's what we don't see. We're just going along thinking, oh, it's convenient and it's great, and I can pick up some fast food here, and I can run over to the bank, and, you know, then I'll jump in and go do my work, you know, and then I come home and catch some TV. Oh, my day was all easy. But in general, we're just putting up with more of the same thing. We've got to stop and look at where our compliance is in this. We as people have to put our foot down and start demanding, you know, better, like we were talking about earlier, quality. You know, really, I really don't care when my TV breaks down and my cell phone breaks down, but when I break down because I've been having to eat this crappy food out of these big old box market stores, and I find out my kids got cancer, I'm really not going to be happy. And that's what is going on. We're getting junk, junk, junk sold to us, and yet we're turning around and we buy it and we keep buying it, and then we go put it on a credit card and buy more of it.
That's it. It's a junk society. You know, we've got junk banks giving us junk money to buy junk food and junk products that we wind up throwing away and call it junk, you know? It's like, well, look, dude, it was junk before you threw it away. Why did you buy it?
Yeah. You know, that's what I say. It's like we're buying phony food with phony money. You know, and then we're going and getting phony health from the pharmaceutical company. It's ridiculous. And that's why we need to get back to what the values of this country was when Andrew Jackson was president. He knew that we couldn't have banks involved in the government. And that is one thing that people this day do not know about. And they need to understand, and they need to learn that this, the entity that allowed central banking to come into our government has been the road to leading up to allowing every other major corporation to become a cartel in its area. So now what we are is a bunch of cartels, and we think we have some government, but you know, we go through the voting process, but nothing changes. Just people's faces change. But the issues, no real, you know, we've had like a war on cancer for the last probably 50 years in this country.
And now 1 in 3 people get cancer.
Yeah, and it's going to be 1 out of every 2. And pretty soon it's going to be 1 out of every 1, plus you'll get a heart attack too along with it. So it's getting worse, and people, you know, we throw this money at it. We ought to understand that the way that they are going to take it, they're going to take it through pharmaceuticals and technology. They're going to go the wrong route. They're doing it with our food, our economy, you name it. That's why we need to get back to sustainability, because President Thomas Jefferson knew that our country couldn't be sustainable if we didn't have really good quality food. And he made it the first act of his presidency to go out and send his ships out to all the places around the world and to gather up food seeds, bring them back here. And then they had them packaged, and they gave out over 1 billion packs of these seeds to the farmers and to the homesteaders and anybody who wanted them. And that is why we had a good country. And that was how our country got strong. We had farms all over the place. We could feed people. There was plenty of food. There was a plethora of good stuff. You know, now we've outsourced all of that, and we've lost all the. And it's not like the farmers just decided to quit. They were taken off their farms. It was a planned takeover of this farming so that it could be monoculture, and it could be down to like a few big farm companies. And so it's now farming is a cartelized industry. And if people don't understand that, then they've got to see this movie. They've got to see this movie. They can start understanding these things. They can get informed. They can get on the boat, and they can start doing something about it. It doesn't even take a lot of energy. It's just a little bit different. You know, when you come to a fork in the road, it's not that much whether you go left or you go right. But you better be on the right path with this one. We can't mess up here. If you don't get on the right path, then, you know, you're sunk, and you're sinking. You're helping us to sink. So, you know, the other thing is too, is we can't see every documentary out there. So I was just like hoping if you could show the connecting dots. And that's what this film does, is it shows the ties and how the corporate government ties, how it's all working. You know, how it's all forged together, it strengthens itself, and how it's locked us out from really voting on anything. We don't get to vote any of these corporate votes. There's some CEO who runs it, and we're not even allowed to do that. And some of the people, you know, even in when the G20 came and, those kind of things, we're not allowed to even go there. And show our disgruntledness that these people are getting together behind locked doors. And it's illegal for our senators, our congressmen, our presidents, our people in our government to be at these meetings. And we know that they were, and they're supporting these corporations and their agenda. And this stuff has got to stop.
Yeah. The media just seems to report the existence of dots. You know, like, look, there's a dot. Look at how freaking huge it is. Massive dot. And then the alternative media comes in and goes, hey, look, it's connected to that dot over there. And that one. 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 And before you know it, you got a full picture. And that's what I think, or what I hope, when I eventually do get to see this documentary, what it will represent. And we talked about G. Edward Griffin's film, Why in the World Are They Spraying, over the break. And it was actually his assistant that demanded I get you on this show. So I wanted to dedicate that one to him and his assistant and all of that kind of stuff. We're all in this together, you know. Who are your real enemies, ladies and gentlemen?
Is it the people in the movement who say one thing out of 100,000 things that they say that you disagree with, and that's the only reason why you start communicating with them, to tell them that you disagree with them about one thing? Or is it the people who are donning black masks and riot shields and beating up protesters? Is it the people who are meeting behind closed doors after manipulating everybody during election campaigns and not fulfilling a single one of their fracking promises? Who are the real enemies? Get behind these people, like Petrea Patrick and like myself. And in fact, I've really got to stress again, ladies and gentlemen, I need donations and subscriptions on a fairly consistent basis. I'm not messing around, okay? I really am trying to help everybody. I don't care what your issue is. They're all connected as far as I'm concerned. We should all stand behind each other. Petrea Patrick, thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Vinny, you've got a great show, and everybody needs to watch your show. Spread the word about your show. Get this as much plug as it can get, because this is the only thing that's going to save us. Information like, and people like you that are proud and aren't going to take it.
All right, Petrea Patrick. AmericanEmpireDocumentary.com. That's AmericanEmpireDocumentary.com. Please go there and support really rugged, individualistic, hardcore filmmakers like her by purchasing a copy of the DVD whenever it comes out. And thank you very much for listening and contributing to this show and all the people that send guest suggestions. I very rarely take callers on this show, but what I do have is an email inbox, and I pretty much get anybody on this show that you ask me to. So we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening.